Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. I'm so excited for today's episode. It's all about skincare. I have a really special guest coming on in a few minutes. Her name is Carrie Benjamin. You are going to love her. She is a celebrity facialist turned CEO, and she has a really hot skincare line. And what makes her skincare line so special is she has active ingredients, the ingredients that actually change the texture and tone of your skin. And she knows how to get those ingredients in deep into the skin because she has these amazing tools that nobody else has. So before we introduce Carrie, I wanted to educate you a little bit on active ingredients. And I didn't know about all these myself. So these are the active ingredients that really change your skin. So the first one is alpha lipoic acid, and that reduces inflammation and provides antioxidant protection. Another one is biotin, also known as vitamin H. It's part of the B complex and it promotes stronger hair, skin, and nails. Another active ingredient that I'm actually drinking is caffeine. Yay! Caffeine helps protect against UV damage and it actually slows the process of photoaging. Ceramides. Ceramides help skin to maintain moisture levels. And as we get older, it's important to maintain our moisture levels. The next one that we've all heard of, it was very trendy for a while, is coenzyme Q10. That actually helps the body produce collagen and elastin. Glycolic acid. This is a chemical exfoliant that removes dead skin and smooth skin texture. We all want that smooth skin. Green tea, another skincare ingredient that I love to drink. Green tea helps reduce sun damage and it helps with cellular regeneration. And we all know that sunscreen, it's the most important thing you could ever do for your skin because sun causes so much damage. Let's see, the next one is hyaluronic acid. It keeps skin supple and hydrated. Hydroquinone, it lightens age spots, freckles. It really helps even the tone of skin. Jojoba oil, it controls acne. It helps circulation, which lightens under eye circles. So if you have under eye circles, it's usually due to a lack of circulation as well as other nutritional deficiencies. The next one is plant stem cells. We've all heard of stem cells and the magic that they're doing in the health and wellness field. Plant stem cells can actually be put in skincare as well as human stem cells. So stem cells increase collagen and reduce inflammation. The next one is resveratrol. Now, resveratrol is found in grapes, which is also found in wine, and it's a powerful antioxidant. I remember learning about resveratrol, and it's what keeps the grape firm. So that's what it does to your skin. The next one is retinol. Retinol is a powerful antioxidant. It improves skin texture and brown spots. And you want to get a prescription of at least 0.25% from your dermatologist to have an effective form of retinol. The next one that we all love is vitamin C, another skincare super ingredient that you can eat or ingest as well as put in your skincare. Vitamin C protects from environmental pollutants and increases collagen. And of course, vitamin K. Vitamin K helps blood circulation, again, helping those dark circles under the eyes. So I have tried every skincare under the sun. I have been a total skincare junkie, and I am so excited to learn from Carrie Benjamin, because Carrie Benjamin, she used to be in the tech world, and she had the courage to leave that 9-to-5 job. I think we all have a path that we think we should be on, but sometimes it just doesn't resonate with us in our heart. And it takes a lot of courage and a lot of faith to say, you know what, I have this great job, but it's soul sucking. It doesn't light me up. It doesn't set my heart on fire. There's something else. There's a mission. There's a message. There's a passion that I want to explore. And that's exactly what Carrie Benjamin did. She left the tech world to learn all about skincare, which took a lot of guts. She had to go to beauty school after having a six-figure job at Microsoft. I mean, wow, what a change she went through. And she learned how to be comfortable in people's personal space. I don't know about you guys, but this whole pandemic has made me a total and complete germaphobe. I don't want to be near anybody's face. I don't want to touch anyone. People like reach out to shake my hand and I'm like giving them my elbow. So it's a whole different boundary issue. And she had to learn all about that. So what is your passion? That's what I want to know. Do you have a passion? Do you have something that's calling on your heart, a message that you want to share with the world? Maybe you need some support. I offer a free masterclass. Just go to the link in my bio. It's a really fun masterclass. It's called The 5 Steps to Creating a Six-Figure Side Hustle. And your side hustle can eventually replace the job that you hate. That's exactly what Carrie did. She invested her own money. So you don't even need to like get all these loans and investors and go through round after round of funding and go through venture capital. You can actually use your own money to invest in your business and just build it slowly and methodically. And that's exactly what I suggest. I know a lot of coaches out there are like, you gotta burn the bridge to take the island and, you know, just go all in and quit your job tomorrow and invest everything in your business. But I don't think that's a really practical way to go about it. I really recommend that you do something part-time, which is a side hustle. And then when that gains enough momentum and you make enough money doing that, then you can leave the job that you hate. So Carrie is someone that started her own business with her own money. To this date, she is still self-funded, and she is going to explain active skincare ingredients, the tools that get those skincare ingredients deep into our skin. And she's going to talk about her journey as an entrepreneur. I'm so excited to hear from her. She's someone that I actually met at an event in Los Angeles, and I immediately resonated with her and knew we were going to be great friends. So we're going to come back after a quick commercial break, and you're going to get to be my new friend and skincare guru, celebrity facialist to the stars turned CEO, Carrie Benjamin. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. coming to you live from Bold Brave TV, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back from the commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. I'm here with our special guest, Carrie Benjamin. Let me tell you, welcome. First of all, welcome, Carrie, to the show.
Thank you.
I know how busy you are with taking your brand to the next level and all the different facets of running a company. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend it with us.
Of course. Thank you.
So let me tell my listeners a little bit about you. So Carrie Benjamin got her start in skincare from her own struggle with eczema. She became After getting her esthetician's license in Los Angeles, she quickly became a celebrity facialist. Then she decided to leave the esthetician's room to become a CEO and share her amazing philosophy and skincare line with the world. She's been featured in major magazines such as Forbes magazine, and her products have been in huge chain stores such as Sephora and Neiman Marcus. So, Carrie, tell us about your story. I'm so excited to hear what made you decide to leave a company like Microsoft to become an esthetician.
Well, exactly what you said. You know, I have a lifelong battle with eczema. It's pretty chronic and severe. And, you know, my whole life I've been on steroids and had really bad sleeping issues. I'd be up all night getting ice packs. And then one year I had some really bad MRSA infections that actually landed me in the hospital. And at that point I knew I needed to figure out how to treat my own skin and that doctors really weren't helping me. I knew that I ultimately wanted a product line, but I didn't want to be that high tech girl with eczema that slapped a label on a bottle. I really felt like not only did I need to become an expert to help myself and other people, but I really wanted that expertise and authenticity you know, in the company that I planned to build. So I sort of approached it, you know, in a much more methodical and, you know, crawl, walk, run. So I spent a lot of time in the spa working on clients and really understanding problem skin and how to treat it. And through that process, what I started doing was combining or stacking different modalities with active ingredients. And so that was sort of my aha moment of my brand is Stack Skincare. And so then I took that concept and then started to work on my product line. So I hired an industrial designer to come down here and watch me do facials and design the tools that I want and then started working with a cosmetic chemist to work on the topicals. So really the foundation of the brand is peel serums and tools, and using those tools to drive the active ingredients down and deeper to make them a lot more effective. And then depending upon your skin concern will depend on the active ingredients and tools that we're going to use to treat it.
Wow, that's amazing. So is your product line manufactured in Los Angeles?
The topicals are. So our lab is here in Los Angeles, and our warehouse is here in Los Angeles. And then everything's the tools and stuff are engineered here, but they're manufactured in China.
Okay, great. So you started this right out of your home, and you're still working out of your home. So you are way ahead of the pandemic trend of working from home.
I started working from home in 1999 when I was at Microsoft. I know my girlfriends were like, "You're a pandemic prepared." I was like, "I got this." And because of my software background and tech background, like, you know, my team is spread out over 5 states. But, you know, I understand software and how to manage virtually. So, you know, we were set up and it's, you know, we were set up as a D2C company, a direct to consumer, and we were all already working from home. So it made it really easy.
Did you always visualize having a global brand, or was this just something that you said, "Oh, I'm just going to try it and see what happens"?
I mean, it was definitely the goal, you know, so, but I, you know, I just kept building bit by bit by bit. So, you know, I was really grinding it out for a long time. So the first many years I was just in the spa as an esthetician, as I mentioned. And then, when I launched the product line, so I'm actually standing in my spa, and then I have my office in my house. And so, you know, I'd spend all day in the spa, which was funding the product line. So then I would go in my office, which was the shipping center, and, you know, pack up boxes and then get on email. And just, you know, sort of that was my life for a while, was, you know, in the spa, working with my clients, going in there, packing boxes. And then finally, when we were about 800 boxes a month, I was like, "I think I need a warehouse. I'm really tired." So that's when I started to grow the operation and, you know, bit by bit by bit, hiring people and consultants and things. So I've just always reinvested back into the company and, you know, continue to grow it profitably that way. So, so it's been a, you know, slow, steady growth.
That's amazing, because you are living what I teach about having a six-figure side hustle and not quitting your job, because it was the money that you were earning from the spa that you could reinvest back into your business for product development and shipping costs and everything else. So I really admire how you built this. And I think it's a more feminine way to do business, to not put yourself in like sink or swim survival mode, where, "Oh my God, if I don't make this sale or get this customer, then I'm not going to be able to pay my electric bill." Like, yeah. Who wants to go through that stress? Like, it's a way easier, smoother way to create a business by doing it as a side hustle.
Yeah. And I think specifically building a brand and a product line, I just, you know, I think it takes a while to build a brand. You know, you can't just like throw a ton of money at it and hope it'll stick. You know, you've got to build, you know, trust with your customers and, you know, and that happens over time. So I think, you know, going slower and really building that foundation. You know, one of the pillars in my company is really customer service. You know, I feel like we're like the Nordstrom of how we treat our customers. And I think that's just, you know, it carries through with the company. It's, oh, you know, the products are about the customers. We need to make sure we're doing right by them. And that's how you're going to build a loyal brand in a bigger company.
That is so great. Yes, people before profit. I totally agree with you, Carrie. So we're going to break in a couple seconds. This has been amazing. We're going to come back and talk to Carrie more about her awesome active ingredients and tools and why they're so powerful for the skin. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. I am Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we're taking you from burned out to balance, beautiful, and abundant. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So don't go anywhere.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant. Like, I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're talking to skincare CEO, beauty boss, Carrie Benjamin. So, Carrie, tell us about your favorite active ingredients.
Oh, let's see. Well, I'm all about peels. So I really love a good multi-acid peel. We have two of them in our product line, one for the face and one for the body. Peels are just a really great way to gently exfoliate the skin and treat it. And it was one of the things that was really helpful for me, what I figured out after becoming an esthetician and really treating my own, my eczema. So multi-acid peels are great at, you know, just gently exfoliating, removing the dead skin so you can actually get the products to penetrate. They can also calm inflammation and redness and hydrate. So I'm a big fan of AHAs, BHAs, and TCA. Anything that's going to speed up cell turnover, growth factors are amazing. We have a really great epidermal growth factor. They're vegan-based, so they're plant-based growth factors, but growth factors are really great at treating acne and hyperpigmentation, and they're really great at stimulating collagen. So they're kind of just a really gentle way to help speed up your cell turnover and healing. So that's great. Retinol and retin A are obviously like the gold standard for anti-aging, plant stem cells. And another favorite ingredient of mine is astaxanthin. And we use this in both our eye complex and in our moisturizer. And it's a really powerful antioxidant, actually more so than any vitamin C and E. So, and it's a really beautiful color too. It's like a really vibrant orange.
I've never heard of that. How do you spell that?
Astaxanthin. It's on my website.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're going to I don't know. It's on my website.
Astaxanthin. I've never heard of that. Is that a plant compound or is that whatever? Where is it from?
Yeah. It's from, where is it from? It's from a flower, I'm pretty sure. But it's a really great active ingredient. And so we use it in both, like I said, our eye complex and in our moisturizer. And I love it for the moisturizer because you can put it on underneath your SPF. So it's just going to give you that added layer of protection during the day. And of course, my favorite ingredient would be SPF because that's the number one thing to prevent the signs of aging.
How much SPF should we be wearing minimum?
Probably, I think the general rule of thumb is to it's a lot, you know, but the bigger thing is it's probably a tablespoon or something is what, but the bigger thing is reapplying it. So if you're out, you want to reapply it every 2 to 3 hours. To really, you know, protect your skin.
But should it be a third? I've heard 30 SPF is the minimum, is more ideal, or does it really stop working after 30 SPF?
30 to 50 is 50 is really the max. Anything above 50 is just marketing. I think 50 mm-hmm. gives you 98.5 or something like that. There you can't really get 100% coverage. So you put the more important thing too, is you want to make sure you're getting a broad spectrum. So you're covering, so anything between 30 and 50 is going to be good broad spectrum, meaning it's going to protect you from UVA and UVB rays.
Oh, that is so good to know. So what was it like having eczema, like psychologically, and why is it so important that to you that you empower people to get over their eczema, cystic acne, hyperpigmentation, all the skincare issues that your product line deals with? How is this so empowering to people psychologically?
I mean, just even treating my clients in this spot, I have a lot of empathy for people with problem skin, obviously, because I have it. When I was a little girl, like I had eczema on my face a lot, like I'd have it on my eyes or maybe around my lips. And, you know, people would be like, that looks painful. And, you know, I always thought I was ugly because, you know, when you tell a little girl, like her face looks like it's painful, it's just, you know, and we didn't have the internet back then. So you didn't have like, you know, people that you could like reach out to. So it was really isolating. So from a psychological standpoint, you know, whether you have eczema or acne, you can find yourself to be really isolated because you just don't feel good about yourself. One of the most rewarding things about my job is to help people get over those, you know, because I remember I would have, you know, clients that would come in with really, really severe acne and they just had, you know, they were uncomfortable and they were insecure. And then, you know, several months later, they're walking in with no makeup and just feeling really good and proud and present. And it's just such a rewarding feeling to be able to help people like that, especially coming from a place where like, I understand that because of my own struggles. And now we can help a lot more people, you know, that was sort of the goal. It was like, we can, you know, we can manufacture these products and these tools and empower people with information on how to use them and what's causing it and how to prevent it and how to treat it. So a lot of, you know, not only do I focus on the products, but the education, you know, we have a huge blog. I try to produce video content and, you know, we have lots of ways that you can reach out to us. We have free virtual consultations. You can email us, you can DM us your skin concerns, whether we have a solution for you or we'll help you find one.
That is so amazing. Speaking of tools, tell us about some of your tools and what is the one tool that everybody needs that doesn't have yet?
So I love dermaplaning. We're known for our dermaplaning tool. Dermaplaning is a single edge blade and it's going to just gently exfoliate the skin. So it's going to remove the dead skin and the peach fuzz. So it's going to instantly brighten and smooth your skin. It's great for all skin types from dark to light and all skin concerns, except for somebody who has a lot of pustular acne, because you wouldn't want to, you know, so if you have a pimple or two, you can go around it. But you know, it's going to instantly smooth out your skin. Removing that dead skin is going to, if you struggle with dryness, just removing that outer layer of dead skin is going to instantly provide relief, but then you're actually going to get the moisturizing ingredients deeper into the skin. So it's going to be effective. Removing that outer layer of dead skin is going to help prevent acne, clogged pores. It'll help brighten the skin by removing the superficial hyperpigmentation, and also help with fine lines. So it's just, you know, once a week you can do it at home. And it's got so many benefits and it's really great for, you know, for everybody. Another tool that I love and we have in our product line is microneedling. And microneedling is hundreds
of little tiny. That sounds so painful, microneedling. So how can you like put needles in your own face? How does that work?
These are really, really tiny. I actually have one sitting right here.
Oh, good.
They're really tiny little needles. They are 0.2 millimeters. It actually feels kind of good. It's like a massage on your skin. But what these do is two things. They're going to drive the active ingredients down and deeper. So if you're spending money on serums, you know, you're going to get like 80% more product penetration. So you sort of like want a microneedling tool if you're actually investing in your skincare. And it also helps stimulate collagen production. So there's three different types of microneedling. There's these are called cosmetic needling. This is good for home. They're really small needles. They can be used daily, which I would recommend. Then if you go into a spa setting, like for me, you go up to 0.5. And then if you go into like a dermatology setting, they'll numb your face and it could be 2 millimeters. So the home ones are super safe. They're pain-free and they're super effective. And, you know, if you decide you want to go to a professional treatment, you can still use these in between just to like, you know, optimize, the efficacy even more.
And so then, what does it feel? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then also ice rolling. So those are like the three tools. We have a really beautiful ice roller in our, it's a egg-shaped barrel, and it's a thick stainless steel. And so it stays really cold, and it's designed to contour the eyes and the face. So if you suffer with allergies like I do and you have puffy, itchy eyes, it's great. You got, you know, if you're struggling with eczema and sensitive skin, it's great for that too.
Wow, these are great tools. So I am really excited to hear more about them. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. And today we're showing you how to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant using these incredible products and skincare tools. This is the Bold Brave TV network. We are live and we are going to cut to a quick commercial break. See you in a few minutes.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're talking to skincare expert, Carrie Benjamin. She is the CEO of Stacked Skincare. And we've been having a really interesting conversation about active ingredients, beauty tools. So Carrie, I know your products are really clean. They're all vegan, paraben, sulfate-free. What are some of the toxins that we should look out for when we're looking at the ingredients of beauty products?
You know, I'm going to answer this question slightly differently. I think that there's just a lot of fear-mongering going on in the industry. You know, synthetic ingredients are perfectly safe. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of just like marketing hype about clean beauty, and people that have been in the industry understand that like synthetic ingredients are really effective. They are just because it's made in a lab doesn't mean that it's toxic. It's actually, quite frankly, better for the environment, right? You're not taking up those natural resources. Like your skin doesn't care if the lactic acid was made in a lab or if it came from the cow. It's just getting the benefit. And quite frankly, it's probably going to be more effective. So I think there's a lot of scaremongering going on. I mean, obviously you want to buy from reputable companies, and you want to, you know, things like phthalates, and, you know, they're just obvious that you don't want to, you know, put on your skin or your hair or anything like that. But I do think there's a lot of fearmongering going on. You want to buy from reputable companies. You want to use the types of ingredients that are going to solve concerns that you have. But I do think that as an industry, we need to stop bad mouthing like every ingredient and forcing everybody to like, you know, change all their formulations because some organization that's actually making money off of that is saying this thing's bad. So there are obviously bad ingredients, but for the most part, you know, companies are not formulating with toxic ingredients. They're just synthetic ingredients. That's my take on it.
What is the ingredient that if you see in a product, no matter what it promises, you would never buy it though?
That's a good question. I mean, I still think people formulate with it. Like, I don't know, like phthalates or formaldehyde or, you know, things that are
formaldehyde is, that sounds really scary. It sounds like a poison.
I know. So, you know, I think I probably am looking for more what I'm looking for than what I'm, you know, not wanting to put on. I don't think a lot of companies are formulating with toxic ingredients. You know, synthetic ingredients are safe and they're effective and they're actually better for the planet. So,
yeah, I totally hear you. There's one ingredient that I will never put on my body. And I just realized it was in my mousse, my hair mousse, and it's isobutane. Like, that's lighter fluid. Like, come on. I don't want lighter fluid on my hair.
The things that you need to be careful of are things like, especially like me, I have sensitive skin. I have, you know, obviously eczema, but you can have, I can have reactions to certain ingredients. So you need to be careful of like fragrances. Like, I don't put stuff with fragrances on. You got to be careful with essential oils, and you got to be careful with certain ingredients that may cause a reaction on your skin. So those are the things that, you know, if you see your skin getting itchy and red after you put something on it, go look at those ingredients and figure out, you know, what is it that's in there that could be causing that allergic reaction, and make sure to avoid it.
Do you still get eczema flare-ups?
I do, unfortunately. It's significantly better. But, you know, I do get them every once in a while. You know, like ice gel packs and ice rolling is my best friend, and, you know, using antihistamines and honestly, my peels. It really helps keep it under control. So I do go through flare-ups, especially like seasonality, like when, you know, certain times of the season when, you know, there's a lot of pollen and things like that, it'll affect my skin.
So to go back to your ice roller, do you keep it in the freezer?
Keep it in the freezer. It's got a cute little silicone cap. So you just keep it in the freezer and you just take it out whenever you want to use it. It's just, I mean, it's like the best thing ever. Like, everyone needs one. If you're going through menopause or pregnant, you've got hot flashes, you know, you've got sensitive skin, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema. Then it does a really nice job of kind of sculpting. I know people are really into that lately, and it just rolls really nicely in the contours of your face. So it just feels good.
Is it similar in structure to a jade roller, but just with cold?
Yeah, I mean, so it's so all of these tools are designed and manufactured by me. It's an egg-shaped barrel, and it's a thick piece of stainless steel, so it's going to stay colder a lot longer than a jade roller would. And you know, it's the shape itself is more unique as well.
Wow, it sounds fascinating. I've never heard of an egg-shaped cold roller for the face.
We spend a lot of time designing and thinking about how these tools are going to look and feel and how they'll, you know, perform. So usually from an idea to getting it into production is usually a year and a half to 2 years of, you know, just going back and forth with my designer.
When did you actually start Stacked Skincare?
So I got my esthetician's license in 10 years ago, and I launched the product line 7 years ago. So we actually are just having our 7-year anniversary next month.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about your path of entrepreneurship. How did failure help fuel your success?
You know, one of the things that I always say is the best thing that ever happened to me was I couldn't find a job. Because it forced me to become an entrepreneur that I wanted to be. But, you know, as you mentioned in the beginning, you know, I come from a high-tech background. And in 2009, I moved down to Los Angeles from San Francisco to be with my now husband. So he was in Seattle. I'd actually met him at Microsoft. And 10 years later, we reconnected. And he was in Seattle and I was in San Francisco. And it was during the recession. And so for us to be together, we moved down here. And I had just left. My company was bought by Google, and I was ready to take a break. So I was like, let's just move down to Venice Beach and let's just see how this is going to work. And at that time, there wasn't Silicon Beach down here. You know, there wasn't really any high tech jobs, and we were in the middle of a global recession. So anyway, after about a year of beating myself up, or maybe 9 months, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to go and get my esthetician's license and I will figure this out myself and I will never rely on somebody else to pay me again. I will figure it out. And so I did that. I enrolled in aesthetic school and immediately out of school, I opened up my skin, my spa right out of my place in Venice and you know, just built this business over the past decade.
How did you get your first clients?
You know, I bought this machine that was really innovative at the time. This is the most amount of money I spent. I didn't want to get a retail space because it was too expensive and I didn't have the money. So I took over we were living at the time in this house. It was a 3-level loft. And I took the room downstairs. It was private. And I got this machine. And because of my background is in digital media. So I understood SEO and digital marketing. And so I bought this machine and I also understood about finding your niche and becoming an expert. And I teach this in my class, which we're going to talk about. But so I got this machine and I really zeroed in on problem skin. And like I can, you know, treat your skin with this machine. And it was really innovative at the time. And it had just come out. So I really marketed myself as an acne and hyperpigmentation and sensitive skin expert. And so those clients started coming in. And the best part about those people, those types of, you know, people that have those skin concerns is they're going to see results. It's they're going to keep coming back because, you know, they're going to see the results and then they leave you great reviews. And so, you know, you just kind of kept building it that way. I felt like the anti-aging market was just too ubiquitous and hard to go after. So I'm like, and I also, you know, because of my problem skin, I really kind of wanted to help other people that had problem skin. So that's how I got started.
What was this machine called?
It's called a Silk Peel Microdermabrasion Machine. It's essentially a dermal infusion. So it's got a diamond tip microderm, but it simultaneously infuses a serum. And it just, so that was the foundation. So I got that. And then I started combining it with peels and dermaplaning and microneedling. And that's where that whole stacked skincare came in and that methodology. So started with the machine. My friends thought I was crazy. They're like, I was still in school and I bought the machine and I was like, well, this is what I'm doing and I need to figure it out now. So can you come over and can I try this on your face? couple failures, but no, nothing harmful. And then just kind of, you know, right the day after I got my license, I was, you know, up and running. So while I was in school learning about skincare, I was also busy building my website, getting my Yelp page up, getting my business, you know, together, my checking account, and, you know, my LLC, doing all of that stuff while studying so that the minute I had that piece of paper, I could take a client and start making money.
So you hit the ground running because you understood about digital marketing and were you on Instagram marketing your business or Facebook? What kind of social media did you use back then to launch your business?
I'm sure I was on Facebook. I don't know if Instagram is Instagram tech 10 years old? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so it was around.
A little bit of YouTube. I'm not the best social media person. I wish I was better at it. And I need to find the time. But it was more, it's just kind of built like word of mouth. I mean, I have like, I don't even know how many, 5-star reviews on Yelp. And then I started inviting the press in. And so that's how I started working with the press is they would come in for facials and I would talk to them about different skin concerns or ingredients or whatever. And so I sort of just, was getting featured in all the major beauty publications by having them come in and giving them ideas. And I understood how to help them, right? Let me give you this content idea and basically, you know, the story and all you have to do is write it. And it was really making their job a lot easier, right? Because they have so many deadlines and so many stories they had to write. So that's really how I got my start with the press was in the spa. And then when I launched the product line, I'd already had these relationships. So they were really, you know, open to trying my product. And I woke up one morning to this feature in Birdie and like my website, I had like all these orders. I'm like, how am I going to fill this? So, that's how it sort of just kind of kept building.
Well, that was a happy day. So tell our listeners about this new course you're launching to inspire others to do what you did. You obviously figured out how to go from being in beauty school to having this global brand. What are you offering people as far as support?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I wish I had this. Like, I've literally figured out everything on my own. I've never, as you said, I've never had an investor. I've never had a mentor. So I've just really figured out all of this, like how to get my beauty business up and running. So the course is really about launching a solo beauty business. Anything from branding, finance, customer acquisition and retention, content strategy, working with PR and influencers. There's a ton of information in there. And it's basically, it's like a brain dump of how I did it, right? And then I think ultimately I really want to teach people how to also launch their own product line. So get into product development and operations and manufacturing. So those are to come.
Incredible. And how can people stay in touch with you?
You can either find me at Stack Skincare, Kerry Benjamin, which is K-E-R-R-Y Benjamin on Instagram. Or you can reach me, I guess both those places, either at Stack Skincare or Kerry Benjamin's Instagram.
Awesome. We'll definitely go to Stack Skincare. I know they have a quiz to figure out what is your ideal skincare regimen. And Kerry, this has been such a delight to have you on the show. Thank you for spending time with us. We really appreciate you. And I just love your journey of going from a tech employee to the CEO of a very hot skincare line. So we really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much.
See you soon.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We are going to be back, so don't go anywhere. We have a quick commercial break. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. And we will see you back here in just a couple minutes.
Mike Zorich, a 3-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a 6-time national placer, including 2 seconds, 2/3, and 2/4. He also won the Veterans Folk Style Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global. Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of a whole child. Listen live to Dare to Soar, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we are live from the Bold Brave TV network. I really enjoyed my conversation with Kerry Benjamin. And it's just so amazing when someone has the courage to take their idea, to take their passion. Her passion was for skincare, and to turn it into a 6, 7, 8, 9-figure business. So many incredible businesses are launched just from the garage or the living room. You think about Jeffrey Bezos, who was just mailing books to people from the garage, or Netflix, or was mailing CDs of movies from their garage. It's amazing what you can do when you have the right mentorship and support. And I'm going to invite you to go to the link in my bio to check out my free masterclass. It's 45 minutes and 5 steps on how to create your 6-figure side hustle so you can have a path to success like Kerry Benjamin and leave that dead-end job that you hate. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to live a life of passion. You deserve to get paid what you're worth. And we're going to talk about exactly how to do that in that free masterclass. So make sure you click on that link. Another thing I want to offer you is I love empowering women to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. That is my passion, and that is what I'm doing here on this show, and I want to go beyond the show and really get to know you. I'm giving away 3 spots on my calendar for a 45-minute breakthrough call. This is a $500 value. I'm committed to helping you get unstuck. So what area of your life is getting you stuck? Is it your spirituality, your health and fitness, your emotions, your romantic life, your mindset, your social life, or your financial life? Whatever area of life is getting you stuck, I will help you break through on this free 45-minute breakthrough call. Make sure you book it in the link in my bio, Linktree, because these calendar spots, they go very, very quickly. And I want to make sure that we really get to know each other and I can help you. There's no pressure, no strings attached. I just want to support you. And I know you're going to have a breakthrough as hundreds, if not thousands of people have. The next thing I want to talk about is I am going to be speaking live. If you live on the East Coast, I can get you a free VIP ticket to an incredible event. It's called Blue Talks. Think TED Talks meets chicken soup for the soul. Blue Talks is business, life, universe. So I am calling all heart-centered entrepreneurs, even if you're not an entrepreneur yet and you have an idea, please come to this free lecture series. It's not just me, but many other authors, hosts of podcasts, thought leaders, coaches, therapists, people with a lot of expertise and a lot of heart. They're going to be giving 20-minute talks that will inspire you, humor you, entertain you. You can go for free, totally for free. It's a 2-day event. You can come just to my lecture, which is on June 22nd, 2 p.m. The event takes place at Columbia University. Just go to the link in my bio to reserve your free ticket. And if you have any questions about anything, you can always message me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman, and I will be happy to give you any details about the event. The next thing I want to talk about is collagen. I know we talked a lot today about different active ingredients. I am actually a huge believer in not only putting collagen on your face, but drinking your collagen. And I have a $10 off promo code. Again, the link is in my bio and my link tree to this amazing collagen. I've been drinking it now for almost 2 years, and I have seen such a difference in my skin, my hair, my nails, even my muscles are stronger. So make sure you grab that collagen. It's life-changing, and the link is in my bio. And we are going to be going to a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come back and say my final goodbye for the end of the show. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We'll see you right back here in just a couple minutes.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation.
Hi, everyone. It's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We just had an incredible episode from the Bold Brave TV network. We were live and we're just wrapping up. Before I say my final goodbye, I want to tell you that I'm hosting a free webinar on June 30th. It's at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It's going to be with another incredible coach who coaches on how to manifest from your feminine energy. She's absolutely incredible. Her name is Lindsay Martin Ellis, and we do have a few spots open in this free event. So make sure you message me again. Find me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman and send me a DM and tell me you want to reserve your spot for this free webinar on June 30th. We are going to be back here next Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, with another incredible guest who's going to help you go from burned out, drained, exhausted, overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. This is Rebecca Whitman, your host, and we were live at the Bold Brave TV network. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.